time traveling with trees. What do you notice in the different layers of the forest around you? Near your height, halfway up, and high overhead. Do the trees all appear similar? Or do you see different shapes and sizes? Do you feel the light shining on you from overhead? Or is the canopy dense and shaded? The forest around you is always changing. Old trees die, leaving patches of light for young trees to grow. Storms, diseases, pests, deer browsing, and beaver activity can also affect which trees you'll find and where you find them. Do you smell the earthy scent of the forest around you? This forest is full of life, but also the intricate processes that happen after living things die. A single dead or fallen tree can host a wide variety of living things. Carpenter ants burrow complex cavities through wood to form their nests. Even some native bees nest in decaying wood, while woodpeckers use their chisel-shaped beak to excavate the wood in search of hidden insect prey. Moss and ferns may grow on the surface, while microbes, fungi, and insects consume the woody pulp inside. Eventually, a young tree might tap into a nutrient-packed nurse log to fuel its own growth. To find a nurse log that has long since rotted away, look for a tree in the forest that appears to be on stilts, its aerial roots curled around the former location of a nurse log. While trees offer a fascinating window into the past, they can also offer some information about changes affecting the future. If the older trees are different species than the younger trees, that could mean that the forest's composition is changing over time. This could impact which animals can live here. Perhaps the smaller saplings today will dominate this forest someday. Both ancient and modern land stewards use clues like this to assess the health of a forest and look for potential threats. Follow the trail 85 feet to the next stop, which will be on your left.